Hey, y'all. Welcome to Reside Podcast. I am Brooke, your host. If you're new here, which everyone is because this is kind of my first episode, welcome! So glad that you're here. Reside Podcast is all about cultivating community and celebrating togetherness. And today we're hearing from someone who is doing just that. I'm talking to Morgan Tanner, creator of Morgan Tanner Art. Morgan and I met back in the summer of 2014 while interning in Fairfax, Virginia. Morgan is bright and bubbly, and I just know that you're going to love her. We talked about how she uses her artistic talents to create a better world around her and how the best way to grow into your future self is to start small. We talk about the importance of reclaiming your power over negative experiences, and Morgan even talks about what it takes to manifest a hot, sexy Italian husband into your life. I mean, sign me up, right? JK, I'm married. Hi, Jeff. Y'all, I felt so motivated after my conversation with her, and I know that you will too. So let's jump into it. Morgan, super excited to have you as one of my first guests on this show, the first guest to be interviewed. This is such an honor, and we've actually known each other for, is it 7 years now, going on 7 years?
It's got to be, because it's been, what, 5 years that I've been out of college.
Yeah.
We met about 2 years before graduation. Yeah, 7 years.
That's insane.
It is crazy.
So glad that you're on the show today. What you're specifically doing with Morgan Tanner Art is just really incredible in the community that you're creating in that space. So maybe you can just start out by telling me a little bit about how your art journey, just tell me about your art journey. You said you've been painting for 15 years, but how that turned into what it looks like today, which is something really awesome. And we can talk more about that.
Awesome. Brooke, thank you so much for allowing me to be your first guest. Like, I'm super pumped about this. A little bit of background. First, in my art experience on its own, and then how that kind of segued into what I'm doing now with my art. I have been painting for 15 years, like you said, which is, when I think about the fact that I'm 27 and I've been painting for 15 years, that's more than half of my life. At first, whenever I started painting, I knew that it was something that I gravitated towards naturally.
Yeah.
But I painted things that I thought were pretty. And at that stage, I was learning a lot. I was practicing a lot, and I would go to formal lessons, do stuff at my house for fun.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until recently that I connected the dots of, one, perfecting the craft and the craftsmanship of actually creating a painting, but making something meaningful.
And when you say combining the craft with something meaningful, what you're doing with Morgan Tanner Art is super authentic and, like you said, just very meaningful. Tell us a little bit about what you do specifically with your paintings now.
Yeah, for sure. 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago, my mom died. It was completely unexpected. I was only 20 years old. So, of course, that experience alone left me with a lot of grief and a lot of hurt. Yeah. I, shortly before that, had escaped, luckily, an emotionally abusive relationship that my mom actually helped me recognize the signs to help get me out of that situation. Yeah. So, combined, in such a short time, I had a significant amount of grief, trauma, and hurt. I then kind of reframed my experiences. Even though they were negative, I tried to step through, what things do I want to remember in a positive way? And what things do I want to remind myself of and tell myself every day to keep going? That I could let some of those past things go, and I don't need to hold on to that resentment or that anger. And I can step through positively for the remainder of my life. So really what I'm doing now is exactly what I did for myself during that time. I'm just doing that for other people. I'm helping them work through their limiting beliefs through reframing their experience that they once thought were negative, or working through, in the process of grief, the things that they want to always remember about someone and have a visual reminder of them through a painting.
I love what you say about reframing your experience. I feel like that's really unique and something that we can all do with something that's gone on in our lives. I feel like too often times, at least for me, I'm tempted to just brush something under the rug, or I'm very bad about not acknowledging my emotions. What was that journey like for you? And how do you kind of help other people go through that?
Yeah, I would say at first, whenever you go through something traumatic, immediately traumatic, like grief, any type of death, that experience alone is going to leave you with a lot of hurt that you need to address and deal with. But even once you process that and you go through that, it almost makes you question some of your values that you previously held. And you're wondering, mm-hmm. okay, well, how do I need to spend my time? Am I mm-hmm. really acting in a way that I think is aligned with my personal values? It makes you do a lot of reassessment and can help you pretty much identify some other things that were holding you back mentally mm-hmm. that you didn't even know were there until this one big event came in and kind of shook your life apart.
You use art to help people identify those things in their life and go through that too. What does that look like?
So let's imagine if someone called me and they were interested in what I'm offering, which is more of an experience than just a painting. Hmm. So I'm going to talk with them and work through, like we said, some of their limiting beliefs, some of their negative experiences that they want to reframe in a positive way. You know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a clinician. I'm not a psychologist, but I've been there before. And I know the things that have helped me the most. So we'll talk through those things together. And I'll take vigorous notes, just like pages and pages of notes. Little things that people will mention over and over again. That might be things that they feel like they can't let go of. Things they feel like they can't get over. Or maybe they'll mention that they're really proud of one change that they've made in their daily routine. Or being able to pick up one habit that is helping them move past those experiences. Or in the case of grief, maybe they really miss the way that it felt when someone gave them a hug. Hmm. I'll get them to describe, how do you feel when this person gave you a hug? Hmm. And just write down all of these emotions and all of these memories and stories. After we go through that whole process, which can take, you know, a couple of weeks to get some really good information.
Yeah.
I'll take all of that together and process it of how to convey their personal story through a painting using symbolism. So picking certain colors for certain emotions or elements, maybe using plants or animals or scenery that all come together to tell the story that they've gone through. And that will be a positive reminder for them to keep going whenever they look at it. For the most part, whenever you really think about what motivates artists to create, it's something for themselves. It's telling their own story and interpreting that to other people. I'm kind of reverse engineering that. I'm going directly to someone who wants a meaningful painting, and I'm making something that means everything to this one person. So I'm just taking the process and I'm kind of going backwards a little bit.
You posted something today about your kind of journey with art and how when you first started, you called them just like pretty paintings, and you were just painting because they were pretty. And then you kind of came to this like meaning, kind of this self-discovery. Tell me about where your head's been. I know you've done a lot of just like internal processing with all of this and what that's looking like for you.
I've been showing my work per se for about 2.5 years. But it wasn't until last year, beginning of 2020, when I took an inventory of my time and I said, okay, how are you spending every hour of every day? Is that fulfilling to you? And if not, how can you change that? So I realized that a large majority of my free time I was spending on things that weren't providing any meaning or fulfillment for me.
Yeah.
And that's definitely not going to help make my my world, you know, my immediate world better, my friends, my family, people that I meet to enrich their lives. If I'm spending my free time doing things that aren't meaningful at all, then I challenged myself to step my game up and see how I could improve how I was spending my free time. After I did my inventory of my time, that was kind of in tune with an inventory of my energy, how my emotional energy was being spent throughout the day. And at the end of the day, what do I have left to give to other things? And how am I best spending my time to channel that energy, right? After I realized, came to the sad realization that I was basically wasting 4 to 5 hours every day, I thought really hard about, okay, how can I improve that? What are the things that I enjoy doing? And painting, of course, came to the front of my mind. It's something that's always been alluring to me and interesting to me. But what I did not do until last year was think really hard about what experiences have I had? How does that correlate with my art? And even beyond that, how can my art provide meaning to people who need it? And that's how the whole bubble of Morgan Tanner art was formed, was throughout a lot of self-reflection and introspective thinking last year.
I feel like that's what everyone is kind of looking for, right? Where their talents and a need, like where all that kind of intersects. It's like, man, I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, right? I feel like not a lot of people find that, especially at our age, like early on too. What would you tell people that they're like, okay, I'll do the assessment and like I can identify that my energy, that I can spend it elsewhere, but what do I do now, you know?
When you really think about it, I've been painting for 15 years. It took me 14 years basically to figure out what the heck am I going to do with this and why, like how am I going to make something out of it? If you do an assessment of your time and you realize, oh, there's several hours of my day that I could be doing something that would be more meaningful to me, or maybe divert some of your energy into something that is going to be beneficial to you. You can start with something that, even if you don't know why it calls to you, that it calls to you. That might be, hey, I really like marketing. I don't know anything about it. I thought it's kind of cool. So let me find a random course to sign up for. Do that. And that might lead you down a path that you're supposed to follow.
Yeah.
I think it was Jordan Peterson who made this assertion, but yeah, I would have to think really hard about who it was. I think it was Jordan Peterson. But every little thing that is calling you for a reason. So take some energy and time and dedicate to following that. And eventually you'll get to where you need to go. So yeah, just, it doesn't have to be like a big grand purpose or something that's going to change the world. If something is calling you, just pursue it.
I love that. And like you said, you were painting for 14 years before you started even kind of realizing the intersection of how that could help people, right, in their journeys. 14 years, which is crazy. And but all the while you were learning and like building the skills that you needed to be able to do what you're doing now. So I think there's a lot of value in that too. I think I get into the rut, as I'm sure a lot of people do sometimes, where I feel like I'm not going to just start making a difference tomorrow, or maybe it's too overwhelming that I don't know where to start, that I kind of get a little crippled by that. So I like what you said about just following that, even in small ways, and seeing where it goes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm doing that right now. I just started a YouTube channel like 20 days ago, I think.
Wait, what? That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't know anything about it. I'm not a video editor, none of that kind of stuff, but I've been hearing people talk about the idea of manifestation probably several months. Yeah. And I've always been kind of curious, how does that work? Does it work? What do I need to do every day? How can I fit that into my schedule? And I post like a 4 to 5 minute video of me explaining, here's what I learned today. Here's what I'm doing. Let's see if it works. And I don't know if I'm going to get anything out of that or if it will come to anything. But, you know, it's an interest that fell into my lap. And I said, all right, well, we might as well give this a shot.
Wait, that's super cool. Okay, Tell me more about this concept of manifestation and the everyday posts and stuff like that. This is new to me.
I think that whenever you look at your long-term goals, like your ideal self, your ideal life, you can reverse and compare like, okay, what is my life now? What are the daily habits that I have in place now with what is my long-term goal? Who do I want to be? And what are my daily habits that I need to include in my life to help me get there? And just like little small incremental changes. For most videos that I've seen are like people advertising about, hey, look at me. I manifested this hot, sexy Italian husband and we have a couch. And I was just like, yeah, right. You just sat on the couch speaking it to the universe. I'm like, I don't think that's how it works. So I just decided we're going to experiment. But yeah, like there's several categories of it, like affirmations, things that you tell yourself every day, setting goals, which is basically like your ideal life. You map that out.
Right.
But you put that on a vision board where you look at every day. I mean, it's a very similar concept to my paintings when you really think about it. You're looking at something that reminds you of your ideal life, who you want to be, and the goals you want to achieve.
And taking the time to actually like stop and look at it, whether that's like the videos or journaling or art or anything like that. That's incredible. Very cool. I'll have to follow you on YouTube. Are you posting like every day about what your like thought is, or do you have a prompt, or is it just like, oh, today I thought about?
No specific prompts. I'm really big on mindset. Same with my paintings. Like we discredit how powerful our mind really is into our day to day and how we feel. It's so easy for us to fall into the trap of I'm broken. Something's wrong with me. It's never going to be better. I hate this person. They did that to me. It's so easy to fall into those traps and repeat that to yourself every day.
How do you begin to kind of, I don't want to say retrain your mind, but how do you begin to take a different mindset if that's something that you've been stuck in for so long?
Yeah, it is very hard.
Yeah.
Just like anything else that is worth it, you go into it knowing that it's going to be difficult and that it's going to be uncomfortable. If it were easy to get rid of all of those excuses you tell yourself, to bail yourself out,
right,
or what to keep from holding yourself accountable, if it were easy to get rid of those things, then people wouldn't be walking around with all of these false burdens on their shoulders. The first thing that I would recommend somebody do is to really think about what your ideal life is. And that includes everything.
Yeah.
Where do you work? Where do you live? Who are you?
You have a hot Italian sexy husband.
Maybe a hot husband. Everything about your ideal life. Compare that to what your day-to-day life is now. And there will definitely be categories that stand out as far as like, oh, this is vastly different than what I'm saying I want. More than likely, there is an inconsistency in those categories of what you're saying you want versus how you're acting and what you're telling yourself. One that's been hard for me is my love life. So I look at my ideal self, my ideal Morgan in the future is married to her soulmate and she has a family and like things are happy. And I've been single for a while. So obviously the difference is that I haven't met anyone. So this is when we get into five whys. And I know that people use that work for problem solving, but it totally works with this too. So why is Morgan not her ideal self? Why is Morgan not married? She hasn't met anyone. Why hasn't she met anyone? She has not prioritized dating. Why has she not prioritized dating? Because she's been spending time doing other things. Yeah, that might be meaningful, but not really aligned with my goals that I set out for myself.
Right.
Why have I been spending time doing other things? Because I'm distracting myself from the fact that I'm single. Why am I distracting myself from the fact that I'm single? Because I don't want to spend time with someone where things might not work out. And then I feel like I waste my time and I'll be heartbroken. I mean, and when you get really down to it, to the root of that, that's a lie I've been telling myself is that if you spend time with someone who really makes you happy, that could enrich your life and it could end up being the person that you want. But if you don't spend time trying to meet someone or don't have the willingness to date them or go into a relationship, then how, Morgan, how are you ever going to get married? It just doesn't make sense, you know?
Right. That's super powerful. So you've been thinking a lot and talking a lot about future self and how we get to like imagining our future self and creating goals to reframe our mindset almost to get there. But then I know a lot of what you do is helping people deal with or process things from their past too. How do those things intersect?
Yeah, usually a lot of, okay, so this definitely is a Jordan Peterson. I have to think about where did I get this one from? This one was definitely Jordan Peterson. If there are thoughts or experiences from your past that when you think about them, that you still have an emotion, like any strong negative emotion, if it's been at least a year away, then there's something you still need to process. And if you don't process that, and if you don't give yourself the opportunity to reframe, and really what I say is reclaim your power. If those negative experiences are holding you back, then that's basically you surrendering your power to other people or the world. These negative experiences will hold your power and keep it away from you until you reclaim it by processing all of your emotions. So that's how I think the two ideas really connect. If your past experiences are placing such an emotional burden on you to where you're not able to make the daily decisions that are going to lead you up to being your ideal self and your ideal life, then you're going to have to be able to process and package those past experiences in a way that serves you to be who you want to be.
Like you say that and it resonates so much with me, but I go through my life and so many people go through their life not ever dealing with that stuff. And you talk about reclaiming your power. Like if we were to legit just, you know, you say it's hard. So not, you know, that's why not a lot of people are doing it, but what an amazing experience. Something that I love about you, even just from like seeing your socials, like your social media and all of that, is your authenticity and your vulnerability. I think that is something that space needs a lot more of and that the world needs a lot more of. But I just really, first off, I just really appreciate that. I appreciate having like a real piece of something on my feed and not just another like fake or, you know, something. So thank you for that. And I know that that resonates with a lot of people too. So you talk about like on your Instagram and I'm sure on your other social platforms, like just some of the different journeys that you've been through in your life. You know, you mentioned like going through like the healing journey of the loss of your mom, even just things like with body image and all of that stuff are things that that you post about. That's hard, I can imagine, to do. What's been the response? Like what, first of all, was that hard to start doing and just posting like out to the world? What's been the response?
At first, every time that you're going to say something like that, that's basically just bleeding your heart out onto the screen. You have this internal limitation, right? Like you're telling yourself, oh my gosh, well, I don't want people to judge me or I don't want people to think that I'm not perfect. Am I even important enough to say something like this to where somebody would care? Mm. Is anybody going to give a crap about my story? Mm. You know, you tell yourself all these things before you actually post it. And then once you do it, you realize, wow, that really wasn't that big of a deal. That wasn't too bad. Okay, great. Well, we'll do that again. I would say as far as the response, I am just super overwhelmed in a very humbling way that I might not get a lot of people who comment directly on the feed for my posts like that, but I get so many messages where people say, oh my gosh, that is exactly how I felt before. Or thank you so much for sharing that. I'm going to send that to my daughter because she also is struggling with her eating and starving herself. And that kind of stuff is what really, really matters to me. Like Like, I'm just a person, my dude. Like, you don't realize it, but each person has so many powerful stories that could change other people's lives if we were just a little bit less hesitant to share that with other
I people. Literally, like, am doing just in my mind, like, a happy dance right now. The world literally needs, like, more Morgan Tanners. Like, we just need to, like, in their own way. The power of someone sharing their story and, like you said, how it's resonated with so many people. I just think that's pretty incredible. Morgan, I love what you're doing. Again, thank you so much for sharing your voice and your unique talent in your space. We appreciate you. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Brooke. This was a lot of fun.
Okay, y'all, isn't Morgan like the best? I absolutely loved talking to her, and it was super great to get to hear about how she so perfectly connected her passion with a need in the world. So just love her. And if y'all want to keep up with her and see what she's doing, I've linked all of the ways that you can get connected with her on my Instagram at Reside Podcast. So be sure to check that out. Hey, on another note, thanks for listening to my very first episode of Reside Podcast. This has been in the works and a dream of mine for a while. I have a really big passion for helping people cultivate community. So it's been really fun to create this. And thanks for listening. Some things that you can do as you continue to listen is to follow or subscribe to the Reside Podcast. You can do that on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to your shows. And that way you won't miss an episode. And then another thing is if you could just share the show with a friend, especially if you're loving what you're listening to and you find it helpful, I'm sure someone else will too. So definitely repost on social media or text it to a friend that you feel like I would really love listening to the show. And then finally, I want to hear from you. This is a new show and I'm super open to any just recommendations or things that you want to hear more about within the context of community. So reach out to me on Instagram at Reside Podcast. I'd love to hear about how I can make the show better. I'm releasing a new show every other Wednesday. So next show will be coming out on March 17th. I'm talking with Bria Randall, fellow podcaster. She is super awesome. I know that you guys are going to love it. So you definitely won't want to miss that one. Other than that, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week and see you back here on March 17th. Toodaloo.